Revelation 21. God showed the Apostle John amazing things about our future. He was told to write it down so people could read it. Today it's called the Book of Revelation. Near the end, John said, "I suddenly realized that everything was new. I looked into the sky, and the old heaven no longer existed. There was a new heaven. I looked around and the old earth was gone. There was a new earth, and it didn't have oceans. I looked up and I saw the holy city coming from God out of heaven. It was the new Jerusalem, and it was beautiful. It was like a bride all dressed up for her husband. Then I heard a voice. It said, 'Look, God is going to live with people. He'll be their God, and they'll be his people. He'll wipe away their tears of sorrow. He'll do away with death, grieving, sorrow, and pain. Everything will be different.' Then God said to me, 'What you're seeing is true. Everything will be new. I am the A and the Z, the beginning and the end. I give springs of living water to the thirsty. I am a father to the redeemed. They are my children, and they have found my victory. But those who didn't believe are cowards and vile. They're full of murder, immorality, and lies. They worship devils and false gods. When all of this is done, I'll send them to the lake of fire. This is the second death.' Then the angel came to me and said, 'Come and I'll give you a closer look.' He took my spirit to a high mountain so I could see the holy city as it came out of heaven. The new Jerusalem was dressed in God's glory and shone like precious jewels. Its wall had 12 gates, 3 on each of the 4 sides. The gates had the names of the 12 tribes of Israel, and the foundations of the walls had the names of the 12 apostles. All of it was made of precious stones. The angel measured the city, and I found out that it was 1,500 miles in each direction, like a massive cube. The walls were made of jasper, and the city itself was pure gold. The gates were made of pearl, and the main street was made of pure, transparent gold. There was no temple because God and the Lamb was the temple. Those in the city didn't need the sun or moon because the glory of God was the light, and the Lamb was the lamp. The gates were always open because it was always day there. All the nations were welcome to come at any time. Oh, but vile and unclean people were not allowed in. Only those whose names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life were welcome into the city.